Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Almost certain to vote, probably will vote. Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will be voting?
I more than likely will be voting.
Okay. Will that be probably voting or almost certain to vote?
I will be voting.
Thank you. In the presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices, like Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Don't you think you will be voting for those offices?
I will be voting.
Almost certain to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. May I please know, what year were you born?
I won't discuss that.
Okay, that's okay. I can just move on to the next question. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or any other race that is not listed here?
I am white.
I appreciate it. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off to the wrong track?
I would say things are going okay.
All right.
I'm 50-50 on that.
All right, but if you had to choose, would you say they're going on the right direction or the wrong track?
I would say they're going okay.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Inflation and cost of living, jobs and wages, public safety and crime, housing affordability, water policy, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, homelessness, parental rights in education.
Would you repeat those again, please?
Yes, of course. Inflation and the cost of living, jobs and wages, public safety and crime, housing affordability, water policy, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, homelessness, parental rights in education.
It would be inflation and affordability or housing. Both
house affordability, okay. And inflation and cost of living. Okay, which one of those two would you put as the first one?
Well, I think they both go hand in hand, so I'll just say cost of living and inflation.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard about that person, please say so. Would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Donald Trump?
of Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
unfavorable.
Okay, would that be very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
All right. What about Gavin Newsom? Would you say favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Gary Bradfield?
Somewhat favorable.
All right, Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Steve Brando?
No opinion.
Okay. Paul Dictos?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking about the primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Gary Bradfield, businessman and city council member, Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor recorder, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brandau, county supervisor and businessman, and Dion Bardos, for whom would you vote?
I'll be undecided.
Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Gary Bradfield, who is the businessman council member, Paul Dictos, CPA assessor recorder, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brandau, council supervisor, businessman, or Dion Bardos?
Again, I'd be undecided at this point. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have enough information, so I'm still deciding.
I respect that. How would you rate the job done by Gary Bradfield as Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandau as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor.
Okay, and before you go on, is this going to take much longer?
We are halfway, and the rest of the questions are very easy, very quick. Just this one that I'm going to read some descriptions, I'll try to do it as fast as I can.
Okay, you better hurry, or I may hang up on you.
Okay, I'll do this as fast as I can. Again, just thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this type of candidate. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who is a Democrat?
Would I be more likely or less likely? I have no opinion. I vote for the best person. I don't go by party.
This is a general description about a candidate. So if a candidate was 80 years old, would you vote? Would you be more likely? Much more likely to vote or much less likely to vote for a candidate who is 80 years old?
Okay. Hard to tell. Depends on what candidate you're talking about.
Here is not specifying any candidate. This is just a general description.
Age doesn't matter to me. It's just if they can do the job. So it wouldn't affect me one way or the other. They can do the job, I'll vote for them. And the candidate that I think represents me, yes.
Okay. What about a candidate who is a Democrat?
If they are doing the job and working for all the people on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, I'd say yes.
Okay, would that be much more likely to vote or somewhat more likely?
More likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Say that again, please.
Oh, yes. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Probably unlikely. I would vote for him.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Probably much unlikely.
Okay. A candidate who had led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Again, that's kind of a, you know, I'm not sure. The way you're phrasing the question, I don't know. I would I'd probably likely vote for him, but, you know.
Okay.
We'll just go with that.
All right. So that will be somewhat more likely?
Yes.
Okay. What about a candidate who will hold the line on the local taxes and fees?
More likely.
Okay. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Repeat that again, please.
Yes, of course. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at Fresno's VA.
Somewhat likely.
All right. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulation and lower business taxes.
More likely.
I appreciate it. We're almost done here. Now I'm going to read you some statements about a candidate who will for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, or fair chance, or good chance you will vote for that candidate. Gary Bradfield currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedom, protect taxpayer, and stand up for law enforcement in our military. Bradfield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, good chance, you will vote for Gary Bradfield for county supervisor?
I would say fair chance.
Okay. Steve Brandow currently serves as a county supervisor, where he has supported local business, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandow has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollar invested in our neighborhood. Brandow is...
Fair chance.
Oh, just the last part here. Brandow is a Megan Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic materials from the county library. If he is reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. You said the chances is a fair chance?
Fair chance.
Thank you. Paul Dictos currently serves as a Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for a county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root our inefficiency and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, fair chance, good chance, that you will vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Fair chance.
Thank you. After hearing more information, and there are like three more questions to go, after hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Gary Bradfield, businessman and city council member, Paul Dicto, CPA and county assessor recorder, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brandau, county supervisor and businessman, and Dion Bardos, for whom would you vote?
That's my decision. I will not say at this point.
Okay.
I'll leave it undecided at this point.
Okay, I respect that. Thank you. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, Gary Bradfield, who is a businessman council member, Paul Dicto, CPA assessor recorder, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brandau, county supervisor businessman, or Dion Bardos?
Again, it's undecided. I'm not going to divulge who I'm going to vote for.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
I will put it this way. I'm registered Republican, but I vote for the best person, so I'll say independent.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as a closer to Democratic or Republican Party?
I would say independent, in between.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'd say moderate.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Okay, you graduated from college?
Yes.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own.
All right. Thank you so much for your patience and helping me out on this survey. I hope you have a good night.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.